Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The rainbow crosswalks have been removed from Montrose. This follows direction from Governor Abbott for Texas cities to take political messages off of roads. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is out in Montrose Live right now. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matthew. That's right. Those crosswalks are gone, as is most of the intersection, and the new asphalt is being laid down at this time. Workers are really working furiously on this. We've reached out to the Metro Director of Construction, Casey McKay, left a message for him trying to get the budget that that Metro actually spent to remove these crosswalks and the rest of the asphalt in the intersection and lay fresh asphalt. At this time, we have yet to hear back. Now, many disappointed residents mourned as they, in the dark, I should say, at the intersection, lamenting the removal, calling it a symbolic rejection of their LGBTQ rights. During a demonstration on Sunday, three people were also reportedly detained. Reporting from the scene at Westheimer and Taft, I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Yeah, the Houston Chronicle reports, thanks, Tom, that the police scene lasted from 11 o'clock last night up until 6:30 this morning. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters marched in downtown Houston Saturday as part of the nationwide No Kings protest against the Trump administration's policies. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson was there.
As many as 100 law enforcement officers stood by as thousands of Houstonians protested at City Hall. Labor leaders, activists, and some elected officials attended and also spoke. Among them, former Houston Mayor Anise Parker, who's currently running for Harris County Judge.
This is not a violent protest. This is people who love America and believe in the promise of America and believe in our Constitution, and we are exercising our constitutional rights.
The Houston protest was one of just several across Southeast Texas and many more statewide.